Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hello, friend.
Hey, friend.
What's happening? Do you like my sexy voice?
I love it.
It's all you, all of it.
So it sounds like you're a bit under the weather today.
Yes, as is the theme for 2024 so far.
There is stuff you going around.
Like, but
yeah. Your immune system is definitely just getting stronger and stronger with each attack, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been real.
Yeah. I think I was telling you earlier, I was like, I feel like that was me in 2023. I just felt like I was always with something. Something was going on. And now it's your turn.
Yeah.
But hopefully it won't be too bad. You know what it is though? I don't know about Kansas, but here in Virginia, the weather did not get that cold. Like, it just didn't. And yeah. So, just from a nature perspective, we're going to have a lot of stuff. Insects and all the things that typically display, like, design kind of take care of itself. I think it's the same thing with, like, viruses and germs and all the things. So, unfortunately, because we are not hermits, we're going to be in contact with all the things, and our kids love putting their hands in their mouths when they just touch stuff. So
yeah, it's just part of nature. Well, I don't want to dwell on this. But what I do want to do is talk about a goddess today.
Yeah, and I think that'd be great. Who are we talking about, yeah. Lauren?
Well, first, I just want to give a shout out to Melissa, who's one of our besties, because she is the one who wanted to hear more about different goddesses. So when we were talking about today's episode, we're like, let's pick one and do like a mini dive for this episode today. So we're just picking one, and I chose Lakshmi, who is the first goddess that I ever really connected to. And I talk about this in our Divine Feminine episode from fall of 2023. And yeah, I thought we could dive a little bit more deeply into her energy today. I believe we also talked about her with Ellie, or Salt of Venus, back over a year ago. In our episode Love and Money. So we can focus solely on Miss Lakshmi today. I'll show you the picture I have, which is a cute little like cartoon.
Oh, super cute.
Rendering of her.
She's coming out of a lotus, holding lotus flowers. And the elephant and the owl. So cute.
She's
and
always,
of course, the gold. Yeah. The gold crown, bringing all the gold.
It is. And she's always making it rain with the gold coins too.
Yes.
So I'm going to read a little bit about her from this book, Legendary Ladies by Ann Chen. It's 50 Goddesses to Empower and Inspire You. I love this book. It's so cute and informative. And as I was reading through this earlier today too, I was like, oh, even though I've, you know, cared about this goddess for a long time, there's a couple things I didn't know. So she is of Indian or Hindu origin, and she's the goddess of abundance. So the Hindu goddess of fortune and prosperity, Lakshmi is said to have been born floating on a lotus at the creation of the universe. In Hinduism, a male god is passive until paired with a female goddess whose energy activates his power, which that was the thing I had never heard before. Lakshmi is paired with Vishnu, who gives life and protection to all on earth, and they have always been together through many incarnations in myth. Patron to the wealth of earth and soil, this golden goddess is often portrayed with four arms to represent the four Hindu gods of life: Kama, love; Dharma, or morals and ethics; Artha, purpose; and Moksha, self-knowledge and liberation. Cows are one of her sacred animals since they represent the hard work and labor that she favors in one's pursuit of earthly abundance. Owls and elephants are also her animals because owls represent the perseverance to see through the darkness and the unknown, and elephants represent work ethic and strength. Lakshmi is celebrated and worshipped during Diwali, the Hindu festival of lights. People clean and decorate their homes with bright lights and dress themselves in beautiful new clothes to attract her favor. She's often portrayed wearing red robes embroidered with brilliant gold and draped in the most beautiful jewels and pearls. Call on Lakshmi when you need to persevere toward your goals and keep moving forward. So that is the reading from this book. And yeah, I'll just say, again, I could go more in depth with this in the Divine Feminine episode, I think, but I just really struggled with finances and money and understanding it for a long time. And I had this feeling that it was a spiritual problem, like it's a deep emotional problem and spiritual problem, because when you think about money, really, a lot of times it's just numbers. Like if you're to really like go in and fix your finances or budget, it's something you can look at in black and white. But we also attach our identity and safety to money and what it symbolizes and what it can bring into our lives. So I knew I had this kind of deep spiritual and emotional problem I needed to solve before I could really just look at things in the more like masculine black and white way. And I was looking for like anything I could find, and I found a chant to Lakshmi and started doing it pretty regularly for years, actually. And while I'm not sure if it solved my problems necessarily, it did add a great deal of comfort and kind of introduced me to the idea of embodying an energy in order to make a shift in my life, a shift toward more abundance. So what is your, what's your like exposure to Lakshmi?
Yeah, so she too is one of the first goddesses I kind of dove into. And it was, in fact, around money. But as I was working with her and really just kind of sitting in her energy, my focus kind of shifted away from like the financial aspect and more of seeking how abundant my life really is, to really be in that vibration of abundance. Because for me, money has been such a deep-rooted, hard subject. You know, I got taught money doesn't grow on trees and we don't have enough and no, you can't have, and this negative thing and that negative thing. And so because of that relationship with money, I was also like having that type of relationship and energy around just the things in my life. I wasn't really seeing the abundance that I had. I was more so seeing the lack thereof. So sitting with Lakshmi's energy and just really like embodying that was just allowing myself to feel how abundant I am, dressing myself in things that make me feel good. Now, I'm not a super gold person, but every now and then I would throw on some gold to honor that energy and just to kind of call that in. So just seeing Lakshmi, her energy of abundance and just other places as well, has kind of been my thing. So not really chanting, but more so just kind of like really trying to embody her energy, the energy of abundance, and seeing that play out and how I can find that in my life.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I think that's a really important aspect of abundance, is being present and grateful to what you already have in your life. Because it's easy to look around and see what's missing at times, or to feel lack. And it's hard to, I don't know. It's hard to like truly tap into what abundance even is if you're in that lack mindset. It's like, it's not a match.
Yeah. It's your vibration is just not there. It takes a lot of work, I feel like. And also like, even when you think of like a gratitude practice, sometimes we fall on the simple things that we're grateful for. And because we're not truly seeing like everything we have to be grateful for, we just fall into the, oh, the sun's shining and the this and the that. And we miss those like small moments to be grateful in our day. And I feel like abundance is that way. Like, yeah, you know, we can have abundance of something, of a certain thing, but unless we're like really putting ourselves in the energy of abundance and really like seeking out for us, what does abundance mean? We can miss just how abundant our life truly is. And I think getting on that vibrational level is the most important part when working with any type of goddess or God, really being in the energetics of it.
Yeah, I want to shift to talking a little bit about Vishnu, who is her consort. But he is the god of sustaining life. So there is a concept called the Trimurti in Hinduism, mm-hmm. and it's the three kind of main gods, and it's Brahma, who's the creator, Vishnu, who is the sustainer, and Shiva, the destroyer. And these mm-hmm. three energies are constantly at play, and they're constantly cycling too. It's just the nature of things. And then they have their consorts who represent the same things, but in slightly different ways. So you can think of Vishnu kind of as the protector, and Lakshmi as this prosperity, or even the fuel, I think, to sustain life. So Tridevi are the three goddesses who are the consorts that go with these gods. And other goddesses are Saraswati, who goes mm-hmm. with Brahma, and Kali, or not just Kali, but Parvati, and also different incarnations of Parvati, such as Kali. And also just Shakti for Shiva. So anyway, that's just a little bit more background about it. But I love how the feminine has to activate their power, and then they work together. And I think, so many of us are so drawn to this particular deity because we want to like soak the most out of our lives. And we think about like destruction that can feel scary. Mm-hmm. And creation can be somewhat elusive at times. And I see this energy of sustaining as very earthy and very like just, yeah, being in like the pleasure and the juice of life as it's happening. And life doesn't always feel that way. It can feel really shitty. It can feel full of, you know, yeah, the elusiveness or the fear or the lack. And this really calls us to be present with our own lives.
And if you like were to think about Lakshmi in general, you know, just kind of like her energy, she is that kapha dosha. She is that earth energy, earth and water, really. You know, she's enjoying life. She's taking her time. She's taking a bath and relaxing as she's slowing down. She's not rushing through anything. She allows things to happen for her. And I feel like that is the true essence of abundance, you know, having that mindset about life, really enjoying that. And then knowing when you can like, and I do like the play with the gods and the goddesses, how they, the feminine activates the masculine, because when you think about it, when we find like true abundance and we see like what life really is and just how precious everything is, you're going to want to have that opposite side of the coin to protect it, right? To really sustain it, because it's just so magical and fruitful. So I love that play on each other for sure.
Another thing I wanted to bring up is this representation of her four arms, and the hands are holding different things, but it really expands abundance beyond money. So again, the first arm is love. The second is dharma or morals and ethics. The next is purpose. And the last is self-knowledge and liberation. So I like thinking about these things as representations of abundance. If you're living a life of purpose, you're living a life of abundance. If you are living a life of love, you're living a life of abundance. It's not just money. It's so much beyond the physical and the material.
Yes.
And another aspect I really appreciate, and I don't know why I hadn't really, I haven't always linked this, I think, to her, but it makes so much sense, is the sense of hard work and perseverance, because those go hand in hand with abundance. Can we have just great luck at times and windfalls that happen in our lives? Yes. But most of what we're looking around and finding gratitude for are things that, you know, we've co-created with the universe to have, or with others as well. So things don't always appear out of nowhere. They're products of our blood, sweat, and tears. Like, you know, we were talking about parenting for a while before we got on today, and it can be really hard at times, but we put in the effort and the hard work because it's worth it. And it, we know that it does pay off. And there's so much like beauty and love and pride that comes with that. And those are all different touchstones to abundance, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like it's almost two sides of the same coin, right? When I think of immediately when I think of abundance, I'm thinking of that like just more slower paced, relaxed take and really relishing in what life has to offer, because I'm so abundant, I can do that. But I think you're absolutely right. There's another side of the coin, like, and when we think, especially when we think about like money and having a money mindset, that's like an active thing we have to do. Even though Lakshmi for me is really about, you know, the jewels and this and the that, like, she's also about, hey, let's get a money book. Let's learn about our finances. Let's dig into this. Let's figure this out so that we have more time and can like feel at peace within our bodies to have that slower pace, to be able to really enjoy and get the most out of life. So yeah, I agree with you. It's both sides, and the work is there, or the work has to be there in order to really embody her fully.
I also think about things that I've spent a lot of time and hard work creating or working on in some way or another. Like I used to make a lot more art, and I'd put the time and the work into it. And when I'd finish, I'd want to like keep coming back and looking at it over and over.
You're like, so proud of it.
Yeah, because I feel this pride. And funny enough for me lately, that's just been like house organization, because I'm taking these messes and making them make sense. And I'll just like open the closet door and take a peek, just because like it makes me so happy to look at everything. But
I love that.
It's so silly, but it is the product of this of hard work. And, you know, I'm looking at those things with this feeling of pride and abundance and fortune differently than maybe had someone come in and just done it for me.
Well, when you think about it, like, well, yeah, because I mean, that's all you. I feel like a lot of us can be more prideful with doing it ourselves and really enjoying it. For instance, when I moved here after like a year or two, I got someone to come out and like take some things out of my front yard and put in some knockout roses because I just wanted more color. And it's great. It's fabulous. I love it. But then a year or so later, I went and I had Daniel and I, we poured our sweat into cultivating a space in our yard. And even though the knockout roses that were originally there that I paid somebody to put in, they look beautiful and they're great. There's something about the ones that I put in and there's something about the ones that I did, knowing, being a part of that planning process, being a part of that, like getting my hands in the dirt, like it, I don't know. It's just different. So I completely agree with you. Now I'm going to have this image of you like peeking in your closet, like, let me see, let me get a little boost here, and then tucking it away.
I know, it's the little things. Yeah. I like what it says to call on her for that sense of perseverance, because what follows the perseverance is that sense of pride. And
yeah,
you know, I think we can forget that at times when things are hard and we don't want to keep going. It's like, okay, but it's going to feel so good. So mm-hmm. I wonder too if part of her energy is this like delayed gratification, because sometimes
yes, as long as it's delayed and you feel worthy of whatever you're delaying. Mm-hmm. But if you are in that headspace of, am I even worth this? Maybe I should just wait because I'm not really feeling this because I don't think I'm entitled to it. That is not Lakshmi energy.
Yeah.
Enjoy this at a later time, then absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of it like saving for retirement. Like, are you going to save so much that you're putting off like all pleasure and joy for late in life?
No, honey, that is not Lakshmi.
Yeah, that's not her energy. But like putting enough aside is mm-hmm. while being able to enjoy the current pleasures in your life as well. So yeah, I think that's such a great point.
Yeah. And I really don't think, again, that's, you know, she is associated with luck, but in my opinion, when I think about and I sit with the energy of Lakshmi, she's not just frivolous. She's not a frivolous deity, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like in order for her and for her to like really be this abundance, there has to be some type of thought behind it. You know what I mean? And it has to be sustainable. So I love your example of the retirement, Lauren, because we do have to think about that. The opposite of Lakshmi would be like, let me spend everything now. That's not being in abundance. That's being like, I don't even know. I don't think there's a deity for that. That's not part of the energetics.
I think it's like the YOLO deity, which is not in compliance with Hinduism, because you're not living once in
no,
that religion.
No. Exactly. But I just feel like when you brought that example up, a lot of times we don't think about, you know, our retirement or think about where we're going to be at 60 or 70. And we want to still be abundant in that. And so now, I guess at the forefront, we put a little more work in and we have that energy to be able to put a little bit more work in. We do also have the energy to take off the top and really enjoy life now. But not everything now, because we don't need everything right now. And when you're feeling like that unbalanced, you know, I really think it is a great time to call on Lakshmi to help that aspect of yourself, because there is something underlining there around your money mindset. And anytime I think about Lakshmi, I mean, money mindset, I think Lakshmi. So calling on her when you need to change mindset, whether it's habits that you never got taught or things that you did get taught around childhood. It's a lot of childhood work you can do working with Lakshmi. If you're looking to like expand and really like step into like this new version of yourself and just like a bigger, more abundant way, you want to work with Lakshmi. Also too, if you're just wanting a little more luck in your life, like work with Lakshmi. There are just so many positive ways you can work with her, but she is not just about like
spin until your count is down to zero. No. For sure. Unless it's your spending account, then you can have that go down to zero and then build it back up. But
yeah, it's budgeted. I wanted to come back to this aspect of luck. And I have no idea who was the first person to say this, but I've heard of luck referred to as preparedness meeting opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't pray for the opportunity if we're not ready to meet it.
Well, yeah, it's the thing. I think it's a Christian saying, but this man like prayed to God to like help him. I don't even know the whole thing, but it's like help him win the lottery or something like that. And then God or whomever told him to go do something. And it was like three times that he was told to do something or something came his way. And he was like, I think he was just praying for money or something like that. And each time the man was like, nope, I'm just going to wait on God. And God was like, you know, I sent you three different things, three different times to help you get this thing that you're praying for. Like, and what I love about that saying is you still have to do the work. Yeah. You still have to do the thing and the opportunities will be sent to you. Does God have to be in that? No, it could be the universe for sure. But I think that's the same thing, like the concept around manifestation for me, Lauren. A lot of times people just think it's something that just happens, but there still has to be the action behind this thing that you're manifesting. So if you're looking to call in more luck in your life, you know, you have to put yourself in a position to be lucky, I think. And that's, you know, totally my opinion, but I'm in agreement with you on that one.
Yeah. Oh man. Before we wrap up, have you watched any of the new Bluey episodes that have come out?
No, not yet. Tell me.
Yeah, there's one called, and if you are a Bluey watcher and haven't watched this yet, spoiler alert here. it's such a good show, though. But there's one called The Sign, and they're getting ready to maybe move, and all that everybody in the family has different like feelings about this and around it. But one of the teachers in it tells a story of basically a farmer, and all these different things happen to him. And every time something happens, his neighbors say, oh, that's good luck. And he'll say, well, we'll see. Something bad happened, that quote unquote bad happens. The neighbors will all say, oh, that's such bad luck. And he responds with, we'll see. But basically, like anything quote unquote lucky that comes his way or quote unquote unlucky that comes his way, he doesn't respond. He doesn't put his energy into that. He just says, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And the moral of it is that, like, whether something happens, good or bad, how we perceive it doesn't really matter because time is really going to tell what impact it's going to have on your life. So say like you really believe, we'll use the house for example, that it's good luck to move into this bigger house with a better job opportunity. You move into the house and you find out it's a money pit. There's all these things wrong with it and you don't like the job and blah, blah, blah. Basically, like we just don't know. So yeah, being able to, I don't know, just say we'll see and then be open to what comes and open to the opportunity, I think maybe is a better measure of luck and fortune than what we perceive as good or bad in the short term. And I don't know if I just summarized that well, but they do it much more beautifully and artfully in the show.
No, I think you did because it reminds me of, I don't remember which one it was, but it was we talked about it in one of our yogic philosophies. It was like letting go of like, is it like letting go of expectations or something like that?
I think it's like acceptance of the outcome.
Or accept.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that's exactly, I feel like, what that is speaking to. Because if you're holding on so tightly to this, let's use your example, bad luck, like you were sitting in that energy of
negativity of bad luck. You know what I mean? And how are you going to pull yourself out? Is it going to be easier? Are you going to find more ways? Are you going to be open to the universe sending you things? Or are you going to be more shut down and holding on or holding out to the opportunities that might present itself to you?
Yeah.
So you summed it up beautifully.
Yeah, I think maybe another way to put it is sometimes we can be asking or trying to manifest abundance in some way or another, and we are not seeing it come, or we are seeing difficulties being placed in our way, but they could be a way to redirect us into abundance. And it's not really for us to decide always in the moment, because we just don't know. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. So I think if you're trying to connect with Lakshmi and it's not happening the way that you're hoping for it to happen, be open to the blessings in that.
Yeah, I like that. And also too, I think Lakshmi, she's like just a multifaceted deity, in my opinion. And so if, like what you said, Lauren, is you're not able to connect with her in that way, like really look at the, like, be open and be grateful for that. But also, like, maybe that's like pinpointing like where some of the work is you need as well.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I feel like this is a good place to wrap up the episode. We wanted to keep it kind of a mini episode, but when it's you and me, we can just, we have an abundance.
Keep it going.
Of,
of thought, yes. Well, friend, thank you so much for bringing this wisdom and sharing about one of the first goddesses you worked with. And like usual, it's probably why we're besties. It was also one of mine first. So love this. And Melissa, thank you so much for suggesting we dive into these energies and these goddesses, because it's been really nice to kind of like go back for me, but also talk about how they've impacted my life and also how we've used them.
Yes. I'll add before we end, the chant that I learned is Om Shri Maha Lakshmi Yayi Swaha. And I would say it 108 times. And I don't do it as often anymore, but I try to call that energy in different ways. In fact, I think I might have mentioned this, but I always do a vision board for my phone lock screen every year. And I just left a big open space in the middle that's Lakshmi Yantra. It's a like the symbol for Lakshmi, the symbol of her energy. And that's with like the open hope that we're calling that energy in and being unattached to what that looks like necessarily, which is cool because I'm seeing stuff around it that is more concrete. And already some have manifested, and they've manifested a little bit differently than what I originally like saw or intended, but I think for the best, you know? So
yeah,
it's really cool, I think, to work with the energy in that open way for life or for long term, because you just never know what it will bring.
What's going to come out of it. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Anyway, bestie, I love
you. Thanks, friends.
Yeah, thank you
so much. I love you too.
Thank you so much for having this conversation. Besties, thank you so much for joining us. If there are any particular goddesses you would love to hear us talk about, reach out. We have in this book alone 52, but there are so many from traditions all around the world, and we love learning about them. We love learning through discussion too. So yeah, please let us know. We will chat.
Yep, anything other topics too.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. That you want us to chat about.
Absolutely. All right, Rashida, love you, and besties, we'll chat
love
soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.